Ellis Genge reveals England's scrum resurgence is fueled by the painful memories of their World Cup semifinal loss to South Africa. That defeat, sealed by a last-minute penalty from Andre Collard, has left open wounds that Genge and his teammates are determined to address. If you're curious about how this motivation translates into their upcoming matches, stay tuned. Genge emphasizes that while England finished fifth in the Six Nations, their scrum performance was a bright spot, boasting a staggering plus 18 penalty differential compared to the next best of six. "I was just happy with the way the boys stuck together," he tells the Daily Mail, reflecting on their struggle. The RFU is currently reviewing the team's performance, with Genge providing honest feedback, particularly about the scrum. Looking ahead, England's focus shifts to the inaugural Nations Championship, starting with a challenging match against the Springboks on July 4th at Ellis Park. Genge acknowledges the formidable challenge posed by Rassie Erasmus's squad, which he describes as possibly the most dominant pack in international rugby. Preparation will hinge on proper footwear, as Genge insists on the importance of traditional 12-studded boots for effective scrummaging.